This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Afghanistan's government says that several rockets hit near the presidential palace shortly before President Ashraf Ghani was to give an address to mark the Muslim holiday of Eid al-Adha. There were no injuries, and the rockets landed outside the heavy fortified palace grounds. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. Tuesday's barrage came as the U.S. and NATO complete their final withdrawal from Afghanistan. Many Afghans are worried whether their war-ravaged country will fall deeper into chaos and violence. Ghani later addressed the nation, saying that he blames the Taliban, who he said have no intention and willingness for any type of peace. A military base in the U.S. state of Virginia will house Afghans who helped the U.S., details from AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
With the withdrawal of U.S. forces in Afghanistan approaching the final stages, about 2,500 Afghans who worked for the U.S. government over the past 20 years will be evacuated and temporarily housed at Fort Lee, Virginia.
These are brave Afghans and their families, as we have said, whose service to the United States has been certified by the embassy in Kabul and who have completed thorough SIV security vetting processes.
State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters Monday the Afghans will begin arriving at Fort Lee next week. The group includes 700 Afghans who worked for the U.S. and roughly 1,800 family members. Another 4,000 applicants and family awaiting security clearance will be sent to non-U.S. locations while their visas are processed. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Haiti's elections minister says that the interim prime minister Claude Joseph will step down in the wake of the assassination of the president, Jovenel Moïse. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.